So we are going to go before the Father and Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to come together one more time on this day we have coined Spiritual Maturity Monday. We thank you for the two amazing women of God who said yes to your mandate to start the Master's Call. We thank you that they continue each and every day to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. We want to give you the glory and the praise that is due you, Father. We thank you for the Des De Leon family who started Artists International, which is the thread that knitted us all together. We thank you for the woman of God. We ask that you continue to pour into her as she comes before us today to pour out into us, because we do not take it lightly that she is joining us, that she is taking time out of her day to come and bless us with your word. Lord, we continue to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, because we understand without you, we would be in bad shape. So again, Lord, we just want to glorify your name. We want to magnify your name. We want to continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now I will bring to the line our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister LaShawn. Take it away.
Praise God for you, Minister Kai, and good morning. Thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all, not once, not twice, but three times as we are on this telecommunication sanctuary. Good morning to you, and for those who are joining us for the very first time, thank you for saying yes to the Master. And we invite you to come back again and again and again. Tell your friends, your coworkers, your family members, your buddies on social media about the Master's Call. And for our family members who are returning to this call, those from the beginning and those who came along the way, we just want to say thank you again for making this call happen and for saying yes to the Master. So a little bit about this call. This call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, also known as Dimples, the Motivator. We're just so excited that both of these women said yes to the Master and yes to the mandate and created the Master's Call. And when this call was created, God gave them a scripture reference to stand on, which can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And we also suggest that you, the believer, continue your day in prayer, because we know that when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down, and we're just elated to know that we serve an awesome God, that we serve a God that listens to our prayers and answers our prayers when they are given in Jesus' name. Also, there was a mission statement, which you heard in Minister Kai's powerful prayer, that was given to these victorious women, and it was to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And Master's Call family, as you heard thus far, we are definitely getting empowered. We're going to hear the word to be enriched, and then we just motivate each other to stay enhanced throughout the day. And we're just so happy that God has given us another opportunity once again to get this right. So if you want to know more about the Master's Call, all you have to do is go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you will learn more about the call. You'll be able to see what's going on, not only with the call, but with Artists International. We just finished our corporate fast on Friday, and the prayer directors were up there, so we were able to give reverence and honor and praise to God while we put away those things that were more extra for us so we can hear the word of God and be able to be aligned with what it is that he wants us to do. So we want you to go ahead on that website, learn more about the speakers, find out what's going on with the Master's Call, and it's an interactive website, which means you can comment on that website, you can send us messages on that website, and we're so excited to receive that from you. We also have an email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. And there you'll be able to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, as well as your testimonies. Or if you just want to drop us a line and let us know what God is doing in your life, we are so welcoming of such. Please go ahead and use that email address for that. Or if God is letting you know that, hey, it's time for you to become a prayer intercessor, it is time for you to give that word that he has given to you, or if you just want to become part of the Master's Call to greet and just say hello for the family members that are joining on the call, we invite you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, both men and women, to join us. All you can do is just let us know that it is time. God has told you to become part of the Master's Call. And Minister Robin, our prayer general, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will get back to you expeditiously to let you know, thus saith the Lord. Now, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that is the Morning Motivation Call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and is also headed by Movers and Shakers and Artists International, Artistpreneurs, Mommypreneurs, Fatherpreneurs, all the preneurs that you can think about that is on this line that is showing you how to motivate yourself to open your mouth, have your voice, and get your business going. Platinum President Marie Preston always says a closed mouth is a closed business. So this call shows you how to open your mouth and let the blessings come out about Artists International. And if you don't know what Artists International is, I highly encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and let them minister the word of Artists International, which is one of the greatest health and wellness companies on the planet. It is a leader in reshaping garments as well as health supplements. And we can't make medical claims, but when you know what you know what you know, you can't help but to get excited about it. Artists International is a thread that bound us together, as you heard from Minister Kai, and it also has enhanced people to not only change their zip codes, their financial statements, and their health statuses, but it also allowed them to change their mindset to let them know that through God, all is possible. So again, join us on this call. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530 is the area code, 881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. Go ahead and jump on that call with us after this call and see what Artists International can do, because an appointment with Artists will change your life. And there's so much more going on. The Kings of Artists will be in Houston, Texas, and I'm going to give you those dates. I'm so excited about that. Mark your calendars, and I will share that information to you. But right now, I'm about to jump out the way so we can hear, thus saith the Lord, from this victorious woman of God, Dr. Thomasina Pickens. We are happy about her jumping on the line. She is the founder of Real World Ministries, Inc., and is located in San Antonio, Texas. And the Lord opened the doors to Real World Ministries in 2004 and immediately became an outreach ministry assisting battered women and ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home, and church is currently inside the prisons where they minister on a weekly basis, both to male and females, throughout the big old state of Texas. Dr. Thomasina is also certified as a life, career, and transitional coach, and obtained her certifications through CCE, the Center for Credentialing and Education. She has accompanied a real-life coaching center where she helps people transition in their life. And it is Dr. Thomasina's heart and desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that their homes are restored. And she states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to parents making a mistake. So it is her heart's desire to reunite families, glory be to God, to reunite families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasina's desire to one day open a Real Hope home where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasina truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. But most of all, Dr. Thomasina is a child of God, and she loves him with all her heart, all her soul, and all her mind. So without further ado, I bring to line to you Dr. Thomasina Pickens so she could tell us, thus saith the Lord. Are you there, mighty woman of God?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Good morning.
Praise God. Take it away.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for this opportunity, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. The Lord, he has really given me a word that I know will be a blessing to someone today. Amen. I just want to pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would just decrease me so that you can increase and get all the glory. Father God, let this be your word and not my opinion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I just want us to turn real quick to the book of Numbers, chapter 11. And we're going to look at a couple of passages of scripture here real quickly. And then let you all get on with your day. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 1, God's word is just so real, and there's nothing new under the sun. So when I started reading this passage of scripture, I had to keep reading. I read it years ago, and I recently been back into the book of Numbers because it's so powerful and so profound, and it really shows us how the Holy Spirit works. And as I was reading this, it just really, like, blew me away. And I've been stuck here for a couple of weeks. It says, now the people complained about their hardship in the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard from his anger, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. Most people do not like change, period. They normally don't take the time to find out if it's good change or not. They just simply don't like change. People just have a hard time adapting. And the sad part is most people normally jump on the bandwagon of negativity. This word may not be for you, but it's going to be for someone that you know today that you'll be able to help even in the workplace. So they normally jump on the bandwagon of negativity because they don't understand what God is trying to do. We have to understand that if we are a child of the Most High God, he's going to move some things around, and we have to just trust God. Trust and believe are two words the Lord has been really, really speaking to me. Trust and believe. We have to trust him and believe that he knows what he's doing and that he's going to do the best for us. But many times when people are faced with this thing called change, they just flip out. I was in corporate America for many years as a manager, and it amazed me how people would just shut down just when the word change was spoken. They would just shut down, begin to get negative, begin to doubt, fear would set in, everything would happen instead of them sitting back and looking at what God was doing, looking at the options that they had. They would begin to complain. And we see right here the children of Israel, the Israelites, were the same way. The Lord had just brought them out of Egypt. And when you look at verse 4, I'm going to read this out of the Jewish Bible. It says, the mixed crowd that was with them grew greedy for an easier life, while the people of Israel, for their part, also renewed their reaping and said, if only we had meat to eat. They said, we remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt. It cost us nothing. Now, we all know that slavery cost them a lot. But the enemy had them to forget the bad part about that situation and had them just to focus on the fish. And so now God, they're in a place where God has given them fresh manna every day. He's just giving them everything that they need. He's providing for them. He says, with the manna, he says, just eat everything you want today, but don't try to save anything because tomorrow you're going to have more. But they went back to when they were in bondage and slavery, and they wanted the fish from when they were back there in slavery and did not remember that it cost them so much. We have to be careful when we try to go back to what God has delivered us from. God has taken us from a place. God is a forward-moving God. He's not a stagnant God, and he never takes us back. We don't backtrack. He always is constantly moving us forward. And we have to make sure that we are linked and tied with people that are in the process and the knowledge and the understanding of moving forward. Moving forward automatically tells you that change is going to come. Just the idea of I'm going to keep moving forward, I'm going to see different things, I'm going to encounter new people, things are going to change, the world is continuing to revolve and evolve, things are coming into existence that we never had before. God is constantly taking us to a new place, and we have to embrace change, not be afraid of it, not run from it, and not try to go back to something that no longer exists. But they had allowed the enemy to plant that in their mind, and we do that so many times. We want to become negative. And you know, God is God all by himself. He does not need our help. And as you continue to read that passage of Scripture, he was like, okay, I'm going to give you what you're asking for since you're being so unappreciative. How many times have God blessed us and we didn't even take the time to really thank him? Sometimes we become so accustomed to God's blessings that we forget to say thank you. We forget to stop and just put our hands up, throw our hands up and give him a wave over and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I bless you. And we're just ready for that next blessing. And we need to learn how to stop and be still and thank God for what he's done in our lives and be grateful with a humble heart. Moses may not have always obeyed God and did the right thing, but Moses loved God and God loved Moses. And we have to get in that place with the Lord where we can be honest. Moses even got to the place where he went to the Lord and said, look, I'm tired of trying to lead these people. They keep complaining. They're not listening. They just keep on just acting up. And the Lord was so gracious. He didn't get upset with Moses because Moses took it to the Lord. He wasn't complaining to Aaron. He wasn't complaining to Miriam. He was complaining. He took it to the Lord and said, look, I don't like this. This is too much. I didn't bargain for this. This is just too heavy for me, Lord. I cannot do this by myself. And what did the Lord do? Being who he is, he picked out 70 elders and gave them the same anointing that he had given Moses to help him carry that load, those folks, into their next level. And that's just how he is. When we get to a place where we just don't understand how it's going to work out, if we would take that petition to the Lord and be 100 with him, be completely honest with him and say, Lord, you know, I'm just not quite seeing how this is all going to pan out, but I still trust you, and I still thank you, and I'm still grateful to you, Lord God, even for this opportunity to do what you have allowed me to do. And we will see that the Lord will give us everything that we need so that we can go to that next place and complete the journey that he has for us. It's so important that before we leave this earth, we complete every assignment that the Lord has for us, not your spouse, not your children, but what he has for you. God has so much for each and every one of us to do, and we just have to trust and believe that he knows what he's doing and follow him and obey and do the things that he's called us to do. Not be afraid of change, but embrace change. Get excited when change comes because you know that God himself is doing something so powerful and so magnificent, something that will blow your mind if you just allow it and not try to go back to that thing that the Lord has already taken you from. He's already closed that door. And as a result, when you continue to read this passage of scripture, like I said, he gave them what they want. They didn't like it. They had to go through the consequences of being ungrateful, but he let them have all the meat they wanted because he wanted them to know that he was in complete control and God is still in complete control. No one can take anything from you. God allows it to happen. You have to be okay with it. And if you're in the will of the Lord, you know that whatever he allows, it's okay. Because when God takes, he also replaces. Amen? And I want to thank you all for this opportunity, and I pray that something was said today that will help you to embrace change and help you to move forward. Thank you so very much.
Amen, and praise God for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We just want to thank you so much for that powerful word given to you from the throne room. We're going to call you back, Dr. Thomasina Pickens, to give our closing benediction after we have our announcements. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning, this awesome Monday morning, thanking you, God, for all that you are doing for us in our lives. We just want to thank you, Lord, for that message of changing, reminding us, Lord, that the only thing that is constant is change, Lord, and just reminding us, Lord, that when you say something, that it is what it is because you are who you are. You are God and God all by yourself, the Alpha and the Omega. So, God, we just thank you for us becoming change agents and being able to manifest change on the earth, Lord, while we are kingdom building. And, God, we just want to thank you for the reminder of Moses, knowing that when you give us a mandate and something to do, you will also send help. So it can be fulfilled. So, God, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you are doing in our lives. Lord, we just want to thank you for the woman, someone who came through this morning to drop a line and let us know what you wanted us to hear this morning, God. And we just thank you, Lord, that this message touched everybody, God, and that the message was unhindered, it was uncontaminated, that calls were not dropped, and there were no static on the line, God, and we were able to hear your word with majesty, with boldness, and with clarity, God. Lord, we just want to ask that you refill Dr. Pickens, Lord, as she has so freely given unto herself, God. And we just want to ask that you bless her and bless her ministries, Lord, and embrace her for the mighty change that's going to take through, Lord. God, we just thank you for the territories that are being opened. We thank you for the doors that are being opened, as well as those doors that she needed closed, God. We just want to say thank you for all the miracle signs and wonders that you have blessed her and her ministry with, oh, God. And, God, we just want to thank you for the calls that she's going to receive this week, with the answers that she had asked you for and prayed so much for and fasted for, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as she moves ahead with her ministry and as she helps others, God, we just ask that you touch her and those around her. And, Father, we know that you're in a blessing business and you're no respecter of character, God. So if you did it once, you will do it again, not only for her, but for all of us on the line. And, God, we just want to thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, refill them. Refill them, God. Thank you, Lord, for the vision. Thank you for change. God, thank you for all you are doing, not only with the master's call, but with each of them individually and collectively, Lord. Thank you for watching over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her ministry and keeping her close to you, Lord, keeping her so she could continue to mentor, so she could continue to be a kingdom builder, Lord, that she could continue to motivate and push us out of the nest so we could do our stellar best, God. And we just want to thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and her master's class and her having the opportunity to change lives and enhance them through you, God. Lord, they both know that they're not doing anything special on their own, but they're doing something extraordinary through you, God. So we just want to thank you for their lives and for their ministries, God. Lord, watch over Dr. PK as she travels. Watch over her as she makes decisions. And Lord, just continue to bless and enhance her heart, God, and then let her know that it's going to be okay. And God, thank you for everyone on this master's call, everyone under the sound of my voice as we come to you individually and collectively, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have blessed each one of us under the sound of my voice with every prayer requests, those that have spoken and unspoken. Thank you, God, for blessing us with prayer requests for finances, Lord. We know that you have restored because we have tithed and gave back. And we not only gave 10% back, but we also gave our time and our talents, God, for those in need. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us and replenishing us and blessing us tenfold, because we know that when we give and we sow a healthy seed, that we will reap a plentiful harvest. So, God, we just want to thank you that finances are turning around and those red numbers are turning into black numbers, Lord, and those back office numbers are multiplying, God. And we just thank you that territories are being enlarged, Father. And we just thank you that you comfort our hearts so we do not worry for the things that we cannot change, but instead pray and trust in you for that miracle to happen. And God, we just want to thank you for the health reports that were changed, God, through these prayer requests. And we just want to thank you, Lord, that lupus has turned around and HIV has turned around and cancer has turned around and hepatitis and diabetes and other health conditions that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus have now turned around, God, because you have run your DNA through us and you have said that it was going to change and you said that as long as we pray and say in the name of Jesus that all will be well, we too will be well. So we just want to thank you, God. And we thank you for families that have been reunited. We thank you for families that experienced change. We thank you for families saying yes to you, God, and God all by yourself. We just want to say thank you for all that you are blessing us with and touching us with, God. And God, we thank you for this call, Artist International, the thread that bound us all together. God, you knew what was going to happen when you gave Papa Diaz de Leon the vision of Artists International. So we just say thank you for him saying yes and not saying, well, I was laid off and I don't know what to do. God, we thank you that he leaned on you, your ever-changing hand, and able to say, I will, I can, and now I am doing. God, we ask that you watch over the bereaved and those who are mourning, the Smith family, the Banks family, and Lord, we ask that you touch the two women of God, Sister Verdita and Sister Juanita, as they sent their mother home to be with you last week, God. Lord, we know that our hearts ache when we lose a member of our family or a friend or someone in our network, God, but we know that change comes, and through that change, that when that family member, friend, or loved one is no longer with us on earth, we know they are dancing with you in heaven. So, God, we embrace that change, and we thank you because we know that joy comes in the morning after we weep at night. So God, continue to bless the Monk family and the Kraft family and all those in the Williams family, Lord. Touch them, let them know that all will be well. And for all the phone calls and cards and emails and letters and messages that has come through to comfort them, Lord, let them continue so they know that their prayers are being heard. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we just want to say thank you for the continued safety. Thank you for watching over us on the highways and byways. Thank you for blessing us, Lord, with your anointing, with your power, and with your covering, Lord, that we are able to reconvene on the telecommunications sanctuary one more time tomorrow. And we just want to give you all of the honor, all of the honor, and all of the praise and the glory, God. We will not take responsibility and or credit for any blessing that you have given us, but instead give it back all to you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Well, Master's Call family, after hearing that word, I encourage you to go ahead and share this word with other people by letting them know the call number. That number is area code 712-432-1085. That's the replay number for today. Again, 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. We also want you to mark your calendars for March 27th through the 29th as the Kings of Art, as they do it again out there at the George Bush Airport Hyatt Hotel, and the details are truly, truly coming. I'm waiting for the actual website for you to go on, but they're going to do it big in that big old state of Texas. So again, mark your calendars for March 27th through the 29th. The George Bush Airport Hyatt Hotel, the Kings of Artists, is coming back to that area. We want to keep them in prayer. We want to keep them in prayer collectively and individually, knowing that they will continue to spread the word of artists with stellar, fantastic excellence, and that people's lives will be enhanced. So go to our website again. We know that our theme for 2015 is Sights and Wonders to be Unseen, and we know that God is going to give the miracle to us because we are change agents and kingdom builders. Minister Kai, I want to say thank you for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus joy and for opening us up in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, we want to say thank you for your yes, yes, yes. And we also want to say thank you for Artists International for blending and feeding us together. But most of all, thank you to you, Father Jesus, God, all by yourself for this call and for your sons and daughters that are on the line right now. We just want to say thank you. Dr. Thomasina, we want to thank you for such an awesome and powerful word. And please come back to the line so you could give our closing benedictions. And remember, family, to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus joy, with enthusiasm, letting people know that you're a Christian, not by what you say, but what you do. Praise God for you all. Dr. Thomasina, are you there?
Yes, I am. May the Lord bless. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. God bless you, everyone. Have a great day.